USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
The United States will draw down troop levels in Afghanistan and Iraq by the middle of January. The official order came Tuesday that will lower troop levels in both countries to 2,500 by January 15th. Acting Defense Secretary Christopher Miller announced the drawdown, saying the move does not change U.S. priorities in the region.
This is consistent with our established plans and strategic objectives, supported by the American people, and does not equate to a change in U.S. policy or objectives.
Michigan's largest county has certified its results of the 2020 general election after an initial party-line vote that blocked certification. Republican members of the Wayne County Board of Canvassers initially had voted against certifying because of precincts in Detroit where discrepancies were found during the canvassing process. In agreeing to certify the results, the board also called on the state's Secretary of State to conduct a thorough audit of all the Detroit precincts where discrepancies were found. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy forms and availability vary by state.
The FDA has approved the first self-coronavirus test. The kit produced by Lucera received an emergency use authorization Tuesday night, allowing the at-home test to be distributed by prescription. The company says the test will determine the presence of the coronavirus in 30 minutes or less and is designed to cost around $50. Many states are increasing restrictions as a new wave of COVID cases continues to run through the country. Yet many people are against more lockdowns because of the economic damage. Dr. Michael Osterholm of the University of Minnesota agrees. He tells CNBC that providing people financial help through another coronavirus stimulus package would convince them to cooperate with local orders and help stop transmissions.
To really be most impactful in terms of trying to reduce the transmission, we need people's cooperation. The way that's going to happen, if we actually have the support to make that possible for them to do that. And I think that's a major gap right now in many of these closings or other kind of forced activities we're asking people to do.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the radio listener special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One transportation company is giving back to its employees that have kept America rolling through the pandemic. Tim Berg has more from the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau.
Union Pacific Railroad is planning on giving roughly 31,000 of its employees a $1,000 bonus next month. The Omaha, Nebraska-based railroad saying on Tuesday the bonuses will cost the company around $37 million. Railroad officials saying all employees who have worked at least 30 days during the pandemic will receive bonuses for helping keep the railroad moving during the virus outbreak. The railroad saying shipping volume is up about 3% in the fourth quarter as it continues to handle a large number of containers of imported goods because consumer demand remains strong. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
The NFL announced plans Tuesday to hold a virtual Pro Bowl in January. The All-Star Game was originally scheduled to take place in Las Vegas the week before the Super Bowl, but last month the league canceled those plans that will now be replaced with a virtual game. The players selected for the league's All-Star Game will instead compete on the Madden 21 gridiron. The NFL says it's working with ESPN and ABC to ensure that competition is broadcast. And Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley is the latest lawmaker to have tested positive for coronavirus. At 87 years old, Grassley is considered high risk for COVID-19. Grassley is the president pro tempore of the Senate and oversaw votes on Monday. He tweeted Tuesday that he feels fine and is currently quarantining at home. For USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.